to be in church for folk worship God. Amen. We need to break through. And I tell you, we just, this makes me happy. Well, we had a revival last week. Love you, Pastor. I just want to talk to you a little while. Amen. Tonight, I told him, well, all the great preachers that you've had, they preached it all. I said, what can I preach? Well, it's my time to preach it now. And maybe God will give us another look on it tonight. But I tell you, just good to be. It's an honor to be here, this great church and great pastor. Had a good time last week, and I hadn't got to talk to him much. And usually, it's the best revival that we ever had. And usually when you have revival on Sunday morning, they are dead. They lay out. They got prayed up and packed up. They don't need to come that Sunday. And they kind of lay down on you. Well, I said, I've got to preach up there tonight. I won't preach about 15 minutes. And, Lord, the house got full. And I put my lapel mic on, and I didn't know that, but the battery was dead on it. And I about preached myself to death. And I preached my guts and gallbladder out this morning. I said, Lord, I got to rest. I said, I got to go up there and preach, but I'm telling you, it got on. It got on this morning. Had one got saved, and amen, dedicated to baby, praise God, and had a good meeting. I told them, I said, well, those Baptists that didn't put in, $5 or $10 or $15, well, the offering changed this morning. It went from $15 check to $50, went from $20 to $75. We had a great revival. God just really blessed. I say we just had a good time. He showed out. We all showed out, and He showed up. Amen. It was really, really good. But I want you to look tonight in Genesis chapter 26. But I just want to tell you, just brag on the Lord a little while if you don't care, how good God is. Let me tell you about our little church over there in Gadsden. It was on the backside of the 40 in an area you can't hardly find it. And kind of a mixed neighborhood. And one time it was a flourishing neighborhood and a church that I grew up in, and my grandfather established it. And it was a powerhouse at one time. Down through the years, it just got, when you'd walk in, it's back in the 50 area. And the last man there, 28 years, he died, church died, everybody died. And it was awful. Well, the Lord burdened my heart. I wasn't going to get back into pastoring again. Amen. My wife says she can't take another round. Amen. Right there. Thank God. But I was doing all right, doing evangelistic work and running revivals. But God burdened my heart, that little church over there. I mean, the paint was off of it. You walk in, it's so mildewed. We had to spray it down every Sunday morning. But I went over there, and God burdened my heart. There were about 7 or 8 left over there. And they said, it was closed up. And they said, we're just going to give you the church, preacher. You can just have it. They said, that never amount to nothing. Well, we got in there, and the ladies did begin to clean, trying to get that old mildew spell, begin to save money. I mean, it was awful inside and out. Really ashamed to ask anybody to come. It looked so bad. And I said, we got to get this church fixed up. Well, we began to pray and work, and God began to do a lot of things. It'd take a lot to tell you, time, and I won't go in that time. And I said, I just feel like I just know one way to build a church, and that's old-fashioned preaching and old-fashioned worship. It's about gone out of style today. But I'll tell you, God's sitting on the throne and still answers prayer. Had one saved this morning, amen. I'll tell you about his story in a minute. He came and called me Friday, Thursday morning. And all of them over there, they had a bus at all come over here tonight. Amen. They love you, preacher. And so God began to work. And where I'd run revivals, God would just speak to churches. And one send 5 or 300. And just money started coming in. And contractors, started coming over there and giving their time. It's amazing. I mean, money came in, $5,000 check, and churches donated. I had one tube lights down there. Remember them? How many million? One tube. Amen. Fluorescent light. Well, one church, they gave us, bought us all new light. Before you know it, we remodeled the auditorium, the Sunday school room, and the fellowship hall. Everything was remodeled. Brand new, inside and out, all paid for. How I did it, I can't tell you, but God did it. Little much when God is in it. Then one of the ladies said, we need a baby grand piano. I said, we can't afford it. Well, they bought it, yes, we can. And the piano player went and bought it in her name in 9 months, had it paid for. Praise God. I say God is good. But it's hard. They said there'll never amount to nothing over there. There never amount to nothing. Nobody gonna go. Because in our area, I'm gonna tell you something in a moment. But let me tell you about Liberty Baptist Church, what it done for me. I got discouraged. I got down. The devil said, you'll never build a church of old-fashioned worship anymore. And nobody's going to come. It's over with. Well, I came over here that Monday night. And I saw, not only felt the spirit of worship in our church that you have here, but the love and the feelingness and the love of God, the presence of Him being in our midst. When I come in and sit down on that back pew, and I begin to see worship all over this house, it challenged my heart. Amen. I said, God's still God. He's still on the throne. And He's still moving in His people. I said, God got a people over there. And I tell you, I wanted to go back after all. I've been coming over here all week. I wanted to come and, amen, go back, take guests, and buy a whirlwind. Amen. It charged my battery what you did for me. Not only that, I went and got 4 or 5 of my people and brought back. I said, I want you to look at this beautiful church. And I said, not only the church is beautiful, but the people are beautiful, but they're just like us. Amen. They like to go to meeting and praise God. Amen. And I say, you just know what you've done for me when that week it blessed me. And it challenged me that God's got a people somewhere that's still hungry and thirsty and want to go to meeting. Amen. Thank God. We're looking at Genesis tonight, chapter 26. And verse 15 was saying, if you're able, read the word. You've heard that preach, but it's like I said, it's my time. Verse 15, for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, and the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And look down in verse 18, and Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham, his father. They said, for the Philistine has stopped them after the death of Abraham. Stopped them up at the days of Abraham. He called their names after the name which his father had called them. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found there was a well of springing water. Then in verse 21, won't read all of that, but they said, and they dig another well. Father, I pray for the next few minutes. God, I pray to let me be a blessing to these people tonight. And Father, thank you for this pastor and this church. And God, if there's one here that don't know the Lord, glory, a good night to get prayed through and get right with you. Father, they mothers and dad may have burdens tonight, and going through storms and battles. And God, may the sweet Holy Ghost speak to them somehow in this message tonight and help them get to victory. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Here you've heard the story about the wells. I want to title this message tonight, Grandpa's Well. And I'll tell you a reason why I'm going to preach about Grandpa's Wells. You've heard many messages here at the church on the wells. But here we know that wells in the Bible was very important in those days. There was wells of prosperity. The Bible has a lot to say about those wells of old. There was more than just mur holes in the ground. I remember one time as a little boy, now my people was raised. I was raised in a cotton mill. My folk were cotton mill people. Just poor people. But then we moved to the country. And I remember my grandfather, he was pastor for 40 years, and he raised me. And he was an old-time preacher. I got his pulpit in our church. There, this was a church, and I just finished it. And what a blessing that is to stand behind the pulpit. Amen. That your grandfather cried and wept and preached, and many people got saved. But on that farm, Norman, we had a lot of hogs, and then we had, you know, the meat house where they hung the ham and old tractor there. But I remember we moved to the country there, a place named Al's Holler. And I remember one time said, we need to dig a well. And they got old man Hester and went and got him. Now, as a kid, you know, didn't hardly believe things. But they said, Brother Hester, tell us where the witch they call. I believe they call it witch. And as a boy, they got that. Brother Hester, they would go around. He'd hold that stick, you know. And as a little boy, I said, oh, I don't believe in that. I just believe that's foolishness right there. But I remember, though, Brother Hester going around a few minutes. That stick would go down. And Brother Hester said, you need to dig right here. And they begin to dig. Well, you know, I had my skeptics. And they dug. And they dug. And then in a little while, they hit water. And it's amazing about whales. I remember as a young lad, thank God for whales. And I went up to one of my grandfather's brothers. Uncle Buford was his name. And Aunt Della, she had a mole right there. And I went up on that old mountain. They had old mew there. And we went up there, and they let that old bucket down in that well. And they pulled that water up. And it was cold water. And they had the old dipper. You know, they didn't think about sanitary condition. Some of them chewed tobacco and everything else. But they take that old dipper and everybody get a drink out of it. You said, oh, that's awful. Hey, they didn't think nothing of it. I tell you, we get a drink of that good cold water. We won't think of nothing about it either. Thank God. Thank God we need a drink of that water. I'll tell you today, and I'll tell you this. Good to be in the church. And I'm going to tell you about a story. I'm glad I'm old-fashioned. Seeker-friendly churches. You know what I'm talking about. They come in all over the place. I mean, seeker-friendly, first thing they want to do is take out the pulpit. They said, why? That offends them. Then they take out the crosses. They put a ban up here. Put a little ban up here. They take anything that offends them and come and drink and everything in the world. And, you know, in an auditorium. I was awful, ungodly. Well, the devil, listen, working on me, had me discouraged till I come over here. Boy, I'm fired up. Amen. And then, listen, let me tell you something. I got to get the message. Quit telling stuff. But listen, thank God. That little church down there, they said it'll never amount to nothing. Well, I tell you, this morning it was full. And with all the trunk and treat they had last week, and they said to have revival, it was full again. I tell you, the Holy Ghost is real down there. I tell you, when you lift the Lord Jesus up, He said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. It's time for God's people to lose some dignity every once in a while and get back old-fashioned worship and praising God one more time. We sat there and dried up and not on a pew. Bless God, the Holy Ghost dragged over you. You wouldn't raise your antennas up for nothing. We're afraid we're going to be labeled Pentecost, a church of God. Glory to God. The Baptists had it before they had it. And we need to praise our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Thank God. That song right there, they sung that song. Won't be in that church of God. Them people right there ought to have been. Oh, sung about five times. It started stirring a little bit a while ago if they sung it one more time. But we don't want to stir in too much. We won't hold it back. But here we notice here that wells in the Bible was very important. And there was more than mere holes in the ground. They were signs of wealth and prosperity. And if you had a well, you was wealthy. And it measured by a man's money, but how many wells that he had. But here, if your enemy got mad at you, you just cut his water off. Amen. And get dehydrated. But here we notice in the Bible, I got something else to tell you too. But here in the Bible, Isaac was a man that was known for digging wells. And Jacob was noted for a tent, moving his tent. Abraham was known for building altars. Thank God for wells. But here, when I said Grandpa Wells, I'm going to tell you, thank God what Grandpa dug a well for me one day. I remember as a child growing up, wonder why we don't have the power of God and amen in our churches. I remember as a kid growing up, they would go after revival meeting. First of all, they would meet early. Now back in those days, they had things, outhouses. And behind the outhouse, they had a rock altar. The men would go down there before church and they'd go down that rock altar and pray. And they'd come back in, and you know they started at 7, and they didn't get over to 11 o'clock. And then after 11 o'clock service, they even there on revival would go up on the top of a mountain, and they'd go down into a valley one would. In the woods, they weren't scared of snakes. They would go down in that valley. One over there would go, and one over there. And you could hear one of them praying, said, "Oh God, oh God," begin to pray. Somebody, you hear one over there, way down that tree, down that valley, oh God, send revival. And they'd done that to about 3 o'clock in the morning, and got up and went to work every day. My God, we can't spend no time in prayer. Amen. No wonder we have our houses that have no power, and we don't have no power but God. I'll tell you, we'll pray long enough and pray through the glory. They don't tell you what God will do in your family. Amen. Abraham there. Thank God. Philistine came. And I say, see, the Philistines want to stop up your well. Philistines of this world. See, they don't want you to claim anything for God. They don't care if you come to church and warm a pew. He doesn't care if you just sit there. But He don't want you claim any blessings. Amen. Listen. He don't want you dig any wells. He don't want you dig any wells. And I'll tell you tonight, maybe a lot of services today, if you don't watch it, it'll run dry on you. Preacher can preach his guts out and gallbladder out and nothing happens. Services are dry. Says the preacher didn't have it. The song director didn't have it. The song was dead. No, there's some wells got stopped up in the congregation. And when we dig our wells out, we can have worship. And the preacher won't have to preach as hard. Amen. Thank God. Ain't you against God good? Amen. Wells, we run dry. Oh, listen, the Philistine. Imagine tonight. Got a lot of singing. I won't be long tonight. The Philistines, Abraham went over to his grandfather's well and sat down. I got thinking about this. I remember times that I pastored and I sat down over my grandfather's house. He retired. I said, "Grandfather, what would you do about that old deacon? Amen. What do that old song director so and so?" Me and him sat down and we talked a little while. I'm glad tonight, thank God he left me some wells. Amen. I'm telling you, you know what you can do for your children? You can leave them some wells. Amen. Abraham, listen, they tried to stop them wells up. They throwed, amen, dead animals and they throwed dirt and they throwed everything in the world. But Isaac said, "I'm going back, amen, to my father, and I'm going to redig them wells. I'm going to clean them out for the glory of God." Amen. I remember my stories that, amen, my father Abraham told me. I thank God about the good times and the good meetings I had and what God did for them. I tell you, we'll, amen, look back where God can do it once again if we'll dig out and clean some wells. A lot of folks today, those wells are stopped up. Stopped up with religion. Amen, amen. But we got to have it determined. You know what the best thing you do? So I'm going to dig a well for my family. Not leave them a bunch of CDs and all the houses and all the land where they're blowing it and on drugs. And I tell you what, you can leave them tonight. It's a well of living water. When after you're dead and gone, amen, granddaddy and grandmother left me a well. All hell, all storm comes in my life. My marriage on the rock. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I remember that well. I thank God that my forefathers and my mother and my daddy and my granddaddy lived. Oh God, I know what to do. Find them a place out there and begin to pray. CDs and laying the houses won't rescue them. But I'll tell you prayer. Amen. We need to determine our hearts to dig a well. What's wrong today? Our wells have stopped up. Our wells have stopped up. But look, verse 18, when it said there, and I digged again the wells of water, had a testimony to reclaim. Thank God, listen, the well was stopped up. I'm going to tell you this tonight. Thank God for some saints of God and men of God. Amen. Amen. Left me something in my life, in my ministry. Thank God and encouraged me in the faith. Most of my heroes had done gone on to be with the Lord and got many left. But I'll tell you, they left something in my heart. They left a well in my heart. They left something in here. This modern world religion can't get it. This modern day preaching won't get it. I'm telling you, they left something in my heart. And preaching, thank God it makes me want to preach. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, we need to go back to the well. We need to go back to the well tonight. I wonder why our services got dry. Amen. Ask yourself why they're dry. We're so carried away with the internet and TV and 500 channel TV. We're so carried away with everything in the world. And I don't know about you, but you know, it's hard to get people to go to church. Hard to get people to go to church. Let me tell you a story. I'm kind of scattered tonight because I got a lot to cover. But I'll tell you, where's the burdens that we used to have? I remember when mothers and dads and brothers and sisters begin to come to the altar and get a burden and weep and praise, oh God, how don't my children go to hell? My children in trouble. My brother's an alcoholic. And God, just begin to weep and pray. Our church down there, there was one lady begin to have a burden, and she began to pray. This one lady had brought 15 members of her family in the church that never been saved. I mean, she brought them in one at a time. Brought her sisters in, her three sisters. Brought her brothers in. Brought her niece in. Her brother-in-laws. I mean, she brought 15 people. This one woman did. My, what would happen tonight if you get a hold of the horns of the altar and get a burden tonight for your lost family and your lost loved ones? Don't you care anymore? Seem like people don't care anymore. They just have for themselves. Let them go. There's no hope for them. They're dope addicts. They're on crack. They're an alcoholic. Listen, I'm glad somebody prayed for me. I'm glad somebody cared for me. I tell you, thank God, God's still in the saving business. This old boy, let me tell you, this old boy got saved. Amen. The big old brothers, they weigh about 350 apiece. Went over there and he had a little fruit stand, a little car. I mean, a truck and a little fruit stand that he sold. And it was gathered up and I began to go over there, inviting them to church and witness to them. Now, some of you wouldn't even stop by there and buy any tomatoes from him because he was no long hair, long beard, nasty looking, old tattoos all over him. I mean, listen, I mean, you couldn't stand 5 feet from him. I thought he smelled. But I'll tell you, listen, I kept on going Saturday after Saturday. See, I didn't go after that crowd that had the money. I went after that crowd that had a soul. And that old boy got on the conviction. Thank God. I went by there. He said, I'm a coming preacher. He got that hair cut off. He got that hair shaved. And that went by the next Saturday. He said, I'm coming. He cut that beard just off, just a little goatee. He said, I said, what you got to just take a bath or whatever you want to wear, casual clothes. You don't have to dress up. He come every night to revival. He said, I love that preacher. And Thursday morning the phone ring. He said, preacher, he said, if I got to be at church to get saved. I said, no, you don't. I went and got his sister around that truck and that fruit stand. We had a hallelujah meeting. I thank God he got saved. Listen, I'll take all of them rejects and outcasts and downtrodden. I built a church for the glory of God. I tell you what's wrong the church today. We don't rub elbows with nobody out there. We think we're so self-righteous. We don't want to take time. Y'all look yourself before you got saved. Amen. Amen. Imagine some of you weren't too pretty to look at. Amen. Somebody had a mama prayed for you. Amen. A pastor that loved you. Oh God, what deserve would be in hell tonight. And just because you got cleaned up a little bit and got a suit of clothes on, got a nice car at home. Amen. See, you think you're above that. Amen. We need to forget where we was at, where we had, where we're heading to. See, tonight, listen. God can do it. God can do it. Oh, listen. We're living tonight, number one, in a well-less generation. A well-less generation. Playing church. Cross town. Big church. Well, you walk in, have no standard, no convictions. They walk in, the girls have short shorts on. Have the popcorn and Coca-Cola. Then the choir all of a sudden come out in the robes and it's dark. You can't tell maybe what they look like. And then they got these strobe lights. That's that right, Brother Mike. They got them strobe yelling, all them kind of lights. And got that big old screen. And they're singing some kind of rap music, some kind of rock music. And they're having a drama teams and dance teams. And they change Bibles. And the whole thing's in a mess over there. The pastor got in trouble. Run him off. I tell you, listen, a sin of getting a count. The Bible said judgment must begin in the house of God. I'm telling you, listen, we need to judge some of our sins. Amen. Listen, if I got to do that, then I will not build a church. Amen. When I see these churches over in Gaston that's like that, and when I walk in this church over here at Liberty Baptist Church, and I say, glory to God, I can do it. Amen. If they can do it, I can do it. God's got a people. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, don't take for granted what you have. Amen. It takes money. It takes hard work and weary nights and heartaches and storms and battles and people leave and get mad. I'll tell you, listen, the devil starts inside. He don't come outside. You know something? You can have the most sanctified saint in the world. And you think, oh, the devil won't get in them. Boy, they are solid members. Boy, I mean, worry about them. I'm safe. I'm home free. They're going to be with me until Jesus comes. Amen. But you'll find out the devil can get in anybody. You let your prayer line down, and you can quit praying, and I don't care how good sanctified you are, the devil get in you. And before you know it, you're causing trouble. You'll find, amen, picking everything he, a picket to death and everything in the world. Amen. But you gotta go over there and put out that fire. What's your problem? I'm so disappointed. Amen. Try to get them in. Sometime you get them back. Sometime you can't. You tell them, say, you backslid on God. Amen. You know people out of church 6 months and they'll tell you they're more right with God than you are. Amen. When you go visit with them. I mean, people don't like you getting on there. They've been told they ain't right. You know that. But I tell you, old fashioned Holy Ghost preaching and the Holy Ghost conviction will get to somebody's heart. See, tonight, listen, people playing church. Dry ground. Listen, we put on the program. Don't need God to wear. Amen. Nowhere around. Amen. We can go through. Amen. The mechanics of religion. But listen, it'll be a sounding brass and a tickle cymbal, but it won't change lives. Amen. It won't do a work in your heart. Everybody here tonight is a person, individual. There's nobody home free tonight. Every one of us has a need. Every one of us have a problem. Maybe your grandchildren in the county jail right now. You can't do anything with it. But listen, you clean your well out tonight, and I'm telling you, thank God, you can see them saved and set free from that drug problem. I'm seeing it happen. Oh, listen. A well, this generation. They call it the millennial generation. Man, you just ain't deep enough no more. It don't have to be deep. Oh, you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. See, they don't understand it. Another group gathered, and they call the gathering. Take the scripture and they twist it around. And I mean, there's so much junk out there. And see, just like I guess any generation, they think they know more than the other generation. But listen, this well still works. And I believe God's got a people, a well this generation. Then not only that, we need to get back to the well of prayer. There's power in prayer. Amen, just don't think it's not. They said that, listen. They said he'll never amount to nothing down that little church on the backside of nowhere. But I'm glad God's on the backside of the desert. Amen. I've got people coming all over the county. And they'll pass church after church and wonder why they're coming. God's leading them. Some of them said, how do you get them good preachers down there? Holy Ghost got them. Amen. I said, how do you get them good singers down there? God got them. Listen, I'm telling you, you're getting the perfect will of God. Begin to pray and worship God. It'll change your church. It'll change your life. It'll change everything. Let them talk about you. They're going to talk about you anyhow. Amen. Preacher friend of mine one time building the church down in the hole. And that bunch passed by and said, look at them down there. He said, they'll never amount to nothing. Have they got that church built? Get them that same bunch passed it. Bless God, look at them. They think there's something now, don't they? So they're going to talk about you anyway. So what you're saying, you might just enjoy your salvation. Enjoy. Prayer. Well, we need a well of prayer. Maybe we can just go to the pine thicket and go out in that rock altar. Go down, listen, it's good to pray in the altar. In a prayer closet. Have you got away from God? You know the hardest thing is to do to pray. You start to pray, 100 million things come in your mind. I mean, phones start ringing, everything you need to do this, everything in the world will not hardly. Boy, I tell you, it's hard to take time to pray. I'm talking about pray through. I'm talking about doing business with God. Amen. Okay, listen. It's a wonderful church, wonderful people, wonderful pastor. But we're not home yet. One day, the devil getting one person tear it all to pieces. You know that. Amen. We need to keep our prayer life going. Well, I'm saved. I believe in eternal security. I'm okay. No, you're not okay on some part. But I'll tell you, you need to keep prayed up. If you don't, the devil getting you. Well of prayer. Then not only that tonight, but quickly, a well of preaching. I like old-fashioned preaching, don't you? Thank God. You know a lot of Baptists, what they do. I remember Granddaddy. I mean, let me go back at that old well that Amen. Uncle Buford had. And Aunt Deller, that old mule. Amen. Back in them days, we'd visit them on Sunday. And whatever, and that cold water out that well. And Aunt Deller, you go in them, you know, they had just one big room. They didn't have homes like we did. But I remember, I got thinking about this. I'd walk in there and Aunt Deller have one of them old country meals made. I mean, she had that corn pone of cornbread. I mean, had that glass iced tea, and they just went out there and rubbed the neck on the chicken, and cleaned it, plucked it, and fried it over there. And green. I mean, you ain't never ate home cooking like that. I mean, country cooking like that. Praise God. I mean, that's good. But I'll tell you, listen. You know what most Baptists want? Amen. They want. I remember grandmother. She'd get a little tub, and she put it, and they called it runoff water. And I tell you, a lot of Baptists tonight just running off of runoff water. Amen. They'll run off water. What you need to do tonight is get down somewhere at home and in the church and get some sin out of your life and get some muddy grubs out of your soul and thank God, get a sweetness about you and pray through the glory. You say, how you pray through? You'll know it, amen. Amen. But it takes a while to pray. You don't pray a prayer, Lord, lay me down to sleep. There's some praying. You've got to get right with God. And when you get right with God, you keep praying and you'll pray through. God will do some things in your life, a will of prayer. And amen. Listen, preaching. Oh, I love Holy Ghost preaching. Then not only that, we need a well of old-fashioned worship. I like worship. I don't like to sit nothing next to somebody's dead. It wouldn't take long. They sung out two or three songs. Let me have you sung about one more time. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. You know, that does something inside of me. It brings something down in my spirit, my soul, that kind of energizes me. Thank God. I like them songs that are moving me. Amen. I don't like them songs you don't think they ever get to the end of it. You said, hurry up, hurry up. I can't take much more of it. I like them songs that are stirring in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Talk about the Savior. We need to get it back to old-fashioned worship. But you know what it is? We got too dignified. We don't do that no more. We rose above that. We don't need that. It'd do some of you good every once in a while to wave your hand to glory. Thank God. You said, I wanted to shout, but I ain't never shouted. I want to shout. But I'm afraid somebody make fun of me and make a fool out of myself. Well, honey, go home and practice a little while. Amen. At the house. Amen. While you're washing dishes. I begin to shout. Amen. Practice a little while. And when you're going to, amen, come to church and they sing that song and they got a nugget in it, or the preaching, we got a nugget in it, and the Holy Ghost touches you, just let out a war whoop. Amen. It'll help you. It'll make you feel better. You feel like you've been to church. I hate to go to church and just sit there. Just sit there. I know you say, well, the Lord worship. We worship in different ways. I know we do. Some cry. Everybody don't shout. Everybody different. But I'll tell you, if we'll try to get in it, you'll enjoy it better. Or still enduring it, you'll enjoy it. Amen. He said, listen, I went to church here a while back. And I'll tell you, listen, I was in this church, and y'all know the Hennessons, and they got a singing, and I got happy. But I looked over there to my eye to the left of my wife, and look at that. I never saw there's a lot of people there. A shout was coming, the joy of the Lord was there that knew it. But nobody had a smile on the face. Nobody had any joy on it. I mean, that was the most unhappiest congregation of people I ever seen. I mean, it was a whole congregation. Amen. God wants us to have joy, unspeakable, and full of glory. It's more than just coming to church on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. I tell you, that's good. Amen. When you get into it. And oh, listen, I know I got to hurry tonight. But listen, how many churches? Let me cover this. Amen. Hardly any churches has any revival no more. Gaston, Alabama, the pit of hell, to build a church. I tell you a reason why. There's so many dead churches. You see, you get the paper there, you look in the there in the Saturday Church Edition, and you see spring revival, summer revival, and fall revival. No revivals hardly ever more. Big churches. Well, we just have Sunday night service and Sunday morning services. We don't have Sunday night services. It's family time. What's the best family time? It's bring your children and your family to the house of God. That's the best family every time you'll ever have. They wonder why the church has no power. Wonder why nobody's getting saved. Nobody coming and doing nothing. We've dried up. We're playing church and we're running drive run. We have no revival. I tell you, I don't see how they survive. No one they plucked up. They're going to be churches closing everywhere. I hope I get one bigger, neighbor, and be closed up, bless God. Hey, amen. I'm looking for one. Got my own one right now. They just, amen, about one over there. There's about 15 old people over there. Hey, amen. Can't hold out much long. One old woman says, my kitchen. Ain't nobody coming in my kitchen. But I'll tell you, one day she's going to leave the glory. Amen. I get her kitchen if you don't watch it. Amen. Thank God some of them closed up. I'm looking for a bigger place. God's hand upon the church. I'd say old-fashioned worship. I'm staying with it. I'm staying old-fashioned singing and preaching and praising and glorifying God. Oh, listen, we've lost it. We have it one more time. Yes, we can have it. You know why? Folks don't dig no more. Isaac told him, said, hey, amen, he stopped his well up over there. The Philistines did, and he went over, you know the story. Been preached here many times and all. It was stopped up, but he dug it out. He said, I'm going back to my father's wells. I'm going back and cleaning some wells. Abraham gone. He's gone now. He said, I'm going back. Listen, we need to claim the blessing of God for ourselves. In verse 24 tonight, there's a treasure here received. And I won't take time to read all of that tonight. Time is running out. I've talked about other things. There's a treasure here received in verse 24. There's provision, promises of God. What's the problem? What is it? People don't pray through no more. I say this, they don't pray through. Amen. You should what praying through? Amen. A lot of these young people don't know. I remember as a child growing up, my grandfather said, eight people come to the altar. And they prayed there for a long time. And he had dismissed the church that he said, if you got to go home, you go on. Church dismissed, but the rest of them stayed. They just hold on that little old sin. They weren't turning loose. Well, a few minutes after a long time in the altar, amen, they'd get to victory. A lot of them still didn't, but they'd go home. Then I remember the phone rang about 3 o'clock in the morning. It said, come over here, preacher, I'm ready to pour this liquor out now down the drain. I'm telling you, God's still God tonight. I never saw a drug crazed society, beer drinking society. I'm sick when I go in. I saw a little girl weighed about 98 pounds, had this big old 12-pack beer going out. I tell you, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this mess. It ain't all right. It's still a sin under God. They said they're trying to pass the liquor sales on Sunday and get the Great 80 Wall Baptist Association. They ain't lift a finger, do nothing. You know why? Half of them got beer in the freezer there, probably. Amen. Oh, listen. There's a lot of steeples on our churches, but no wells. And people got lazy. There's no faithfulness. And I tell you, I won't ask you tonight. Lots of times, you know, it's got to start behind this pulpit. I've never asked my people to do anything if the fire don't start here. If it don't start here, how in the world you expect to go out there? But I'll tell you, if worship got to start here, if I don't worship, if I get dead, you'll get dead. But if I tell you every once in a while, thank God, just wave your hand. Raise your hand, just wave at Jesus. Ain't that easy? Ain't that fun? Raise the other and wave at him. See, that ain't too hard, is it? Amen. When the singer gets singing, you ought to raise your hand. If the preacher get preaching, amen. I tell you, I know it's not maybe proper for Baptist folk. Amen. A lot of folks like different things for different strokes, you know. But amen, I get in a high note. Boy, my people clap. Glory to God. They'll start clapping. Well, I know I got it then. I done hit something good. Amen. I'll run that rabbit again. But you know what does it? If the preacher gets preaching in the Holy Ghost, hit a nugget, and you'll just sit there, he don't know what he's doing any good or not. But if you'll cheer him on a little bit, thank God, clap his hand. Amen. Put your hand together. I said, preacher, I guarantee, amen, thank God, he'll preach yourself to death. Glory to God. Amen. He'll just stick it on to him a little while. But we'll sit there. We'll sit there. We won't do anything. Lord God, I hate to go to a dead church that don't do anything. I come in, I saw y'all got the right song books. I know that. Amen. I like that. Amen. But I tell you, we can all, I don't care how good you got it. You got complacency. You get satisfied. We get saved, soothed, and satisfied. don't know how long I preached, but I preached a long time. Let me say this. Back in my days, and some of you about my age, I had a thing called Brio Cream. We didn't know what mousse was, you know. Had Brio Cream. We'd put that on your hair and slick it back. And the slogan was, a little dab will do ye. That's where most Baptists is tonight. A little dab will do them. Save, soothe, and satisfy. Don't upset my apple cart. Don't get on my sin. And I tell you, listen, what gets me, what it gets me is ball game. Listen, I know. I'm from, Alabama. I mean, I had nothing wrong with sports. NASCAR. But you know what they do. And you ought to enjoy it. And they'll spend all $200 and $300 they'll buy tickets with. They'll go down and rip their lungs out. They come to the house of God, they can't say nothing. Ask them to take up an offering. And they'll get $25 and gripes them to do that. But they'll spend all kind of money. And then some of you, ain't nothing wrong with sports. Then we got this NASCAR, Talladega 500. I mean, you might be a fan. I'm not knocking it, but it ain't my thing. Just go round and round and round. Send a circle round and round and round and round. I mean, they don't do nothing for me. But you know what bothers me? And when I see 200,000 or 300,000 on a Sunday, what if the Lord would come? Amen. What if He come? And preacher boys went down there and began to hand out tracts. And people come out that place about half drunk and give them a tract and said, you like to come a Christian? They say, I'm a Christian. Amen. I've never seen. They think, I could go on and on. I tell you, we need to get some wells cleaned out. We have to get some clean wells cleaned out. We get a burden one more time. What would happen? You come to church, you expect Brother Ken to do it all. And everything else. What if you? Listen, you go out and you, in this walks of life, you'll meet a lot of unfavorable people. But you know, God loves them and died for me, for them. Look at the early church. The people in the other church, in the early church in the book of Acts, you probably wouldn't have let in here. Murders and criminals and prostitutes and all kind of low-life people. But oh, they turned the world upside down for Christ. I'm telling you tonight, we need to take time and witness and sow in and tell folks about the love of God. Hey, man, you said, I don't invite that a person to church. They're not middle class or upper class. They don't look so, appropriate to go. Listen, God, help us. Listen, God wants to. And where did Jesus go? He went to the downtrodden. He went to the outcast. He went down where people wouldn't have anything to do with. He came down where you and I was living at, in the gutters of sin, and saved us, and washed us in His blood, and made something out of us. And what it did for you, and it did for me, we need to get about a burden and a compassion for a lost and dying world that's going to hell. We're set in our beautiful church. We've made our goal. There's nowhere to go but here. That's where you got it wrong. Listen, God gave us a vehicle, gave you this building, gave me our vehicle, our building. He won gold to preach the word and to win souls for the glory of God. Amen. That person, maybe you buy groceries from, that old boy got old long hair and tattoos, and nasty looking, he's got a soul just like you have. And God expects you to witness to him and tell him about the love of God. You be proud, some of them be, hey man, I've seen them come and make preachers and deacons and Sunday school teachers. Amen. I'll tell you, listen, God's a good God. Amen. You said, I got to close. I can't get it all. I got a 3-series message on this. I've got to close on this. I just kind of hit the skylight. Hey, amen. Just a highlight tonight. I enjoy being here. Amen. I don't like leaving my church. Lots of times. I'm not seeking to build no names. I don't need no prestige. I love my people. I love my church, and I love to go to meet with my people. I love to come here. But I wanted to come tell Liberty Baptist Church what you did for this preacher. You helped me that camp meeting. It helped me to encourage me to go one more mile and say, oh, time religion is not dead. I told my people when I walked them in here, and I said, look what God can do. I said, look what God can do, what we can have if we'll get a mind to work and a burden to win souls. I don't know how we're going to do it, but by the grace of God here, we can do it. I tell you, we're saved, soothed, and satisfied. I don't pastor no debt. I'd rather be called wildfire, no fire at all. They can say what they want to. They said, old time religion, old Brother Mike here tonight. Amen. My friend of ours got a good group and sang. Somebody told him that that kind of singing is out of style. Southern gospel. Southern gospel. I tell you, amen. Doors is opening everywhere. People starving to death. Old time good gospel singing, old fashioned preaching and worship is going to mean it'll help you. It'll encourage you. It'll help you tonight. But I tell you, listen. Be thank God for the man of God you have in the church you have. You know, we need to practice going to meeting. Practice it. Old time preacher said, a lot of folks, you say go to meeting, they don't know what you're talking about. They don't. They don't know what you're talking about when you say go to meeting. Go to meeting when you get the dose and you just can't help it. Amen. Just turn it loose one time, sister. Just shout. Start squalling. Let me start testifying. Amen. Do something to glorify God. And I tell you, listen, a lot of wells in our churches and individual lives are stopped up. Ain't got no clock back there. I got to close. I don't know what time. You ought to have a big clock up there for me. But that's all right. We're going to close. But I tell you, listen, I appreciate the honor of being here tonight. Had a lot of great preachers that preached through here. I listened to the broadcast. I ain't nothing tonight. I'm just a little 2x4 Alabama preacher. But I tell you, I love God. Amen. Over in the book of Acts, they was ignorant and unlearned, but they said, they've been with Jesus. I've been with Jesus. Amen. I've been with Jesus. I'll tell you, that preacher that your pastor down helped my church more than I've had the top preacher. But I'll tell you, he's done more last week for our church. They're still texting about it. Amen. They're texting, mother, and they're telling everybody to go, what a revival we had. Had to wait for a month for him to get well. And I didn't think it'd ever get well, bless God. I mean, come on, I got to close. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being here. I hope I'd said something tonight, Lord, to kind of, Lord, to help these folks. I know I was scattered tonight, Lord, and in a new place. I'm a little nervous, Lord, tonight. And I don't know these people tonight, but Lord, I just pray that it said something that'll help them. God, I appreciate the church. Appreciate this pastor. And I pray, Lord Jesus, may it rise up here a mighty church. May you raise up here a powerhouse. God, to take everywhere around. May these people at Liberty Baptist Church not be ashamed of old-time worship. Old-time praises. Father, they never know when they turn loose and praise the Lord. Have my defective visitor that's on the about fixed to throw the towel in. Maybe discourage it. Well, some of these preachers and men on the first row begin to stand up and testify or just get happy in the Lord. And all of a sudden they just spark and said, I like it down there. I feel the Lord down at Liberty Baptist Church. Father, let us all be obedient in all of our churches. Love people. Love the sinner. God, get everybody we cross into the kingdom of God. Time running out. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.